National Donut Day. We got to ask, who has the best donuts in the area? You have an opinion. Let's go to Richard. Richard, who has the best donuts in the area?
I'd have to say Hometown Donuts and Pretzels. They are a food truck that goes through, like, Stokes County, parts of Forsyth, and they're huge. And they even have specialty donuts like blackberry donuts.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Wow.
I'd like that
one. And they're like the jumbo size, too. They're not like these little ones.
Okay.
Like Amish donuts.
Oh, yeah. And everything is made to order, so, you know, there's a line for them. But they're hot, gooey, everything.
Ooh, hot and gooey.
Love it.
And if anybody wants to drop off some donuts, we ain't going to be mad about it.
We're celebrating.
Yeah.
We're going to be celebrating. Like, I don't know how, but we're going to be celebrating.
So we like to celebrate these big days like today. Other than the big chains, because I do love a Krispy Kreme.
Well, who doesn't?
I mean, who doesn't? Hot who now. Who doesn't?
Besides Jason.
No, I think Krispy Kreme. I'm from Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
Dunkin' Donuts. I don't like it.
You don't?
No.
You don't like the cake?
I don't like the coffee.
It's cakey,
and
yeah.
I don't like the donuts. And there's lines wrapped around the block.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's Dunkin' Donuts there. It was established up north, and it's the Dunkin' Donuts Arena in downtown Providence.
What about the Munchkins? You don't like the Munchkins?
They're okay.
Oh, I don't like Dunkin' Donuts either.
I do.
Yeah.
They're not my favorite, but I do love them.
Yeah. Now, the donut holes, the Munchkins I can do, but everything else, if I had to choose, I don't like cakey donuts.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Some of them.
The cakey donuts.
What's Krispy Kreme?
Yeast.
Oh, is that the difference?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the difference. They're yeast.
And for the record, though, my favorite, and I don't know the name, forgive me, Matt might know it, it's when the truck came with the little small donuts.
Donut Envy.
Oh, those were great.
Yeah, those were delicious.
They were just so different the way they did it. And they were all like mini donuts, right? But then they would have like toppings basically on them.
Mm-hmm, yeah, but something about the donut itself, even without the topping.
It had to be yeast, right?
Did you have those,
Katie? Those were not cakey.
I have had them before, but I did not have them when they were here. So I don't know what you all had.
It wasn't cakey.
It was not. So then it must have been the yeast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
And typically you do one or the other, you know?
Right.
In your typically.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like this one tastes like cake. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much we don't know. Let's go to Anthony. Anthony, who has the best donuts in the area?
Reds in Lexington.
It's called Reds.
Yes. They have... the ones that you can fill, but they're not filled yet until you get there and you tell them what you want in it. And they put a lot of it in there.
Oh, I've never seen that before.
Not filled.
So so you can say, I want that. I want custard or whatever. And they're like, all right. And they go and put it right in.
Yeah. Vanilla cream, custard, lemon, you know, all of it's in dispensers behind the counter.
And
you tell them what you want, they put it in there.
That's a great idea.
Custard is my absolute favorite.
Oh, it's kryptonite too.
I love it. Now, I don't want it to be lemon.
No.
I want it to just be plain custard, and it's, oh my God, so good.
The worst is when you're biting into a donut thinking it's custard and it's lemon.
Mm-hmm. Or for me, if biting in and it's just vanilla cream, I'm like, no.
Yeah, because the lemon, you're like, oh no, come on. Because your brain's thinking one way, and then it gets all messed up.
Yeah.
There's also those donut places. I forgot the name. The one in Kernersville that's kind of near Zaxby's.
Is it Granny's? Is that Granny's Donuts?
Well, you go in, and they have, like bacon on the donut.
Duck Donuts.
Oh, yeah. Duck Donuts has that.
Oh, I've seen that, too, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different place?
It is a different place, but I've seen what Matt... Well, with the Duck Donuts, it was actually a truck one time, and they had all those different toppings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had the bacon-covered donut, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Granny's is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Local place, there's one in Oak Ridge.
Okay.
That I go to. I know they have multiple locations, but I've only been to the one in Oak Ridge, and they have to be yeasty. But they have kind of more of the standard. They have donut holes and all the stuff, and they have, but they don't, I have not seen the exotic toppings there, but they are good.
Okay.
I could be totally wrong, but Granny's is my favorite. Jason, what were you saying?
Well, I will say, now that Katie pointed out the cakey and the yeast, I had no idea, but it's definitely, I guess, the yeast I like better. But I, with all the toppings and everything, my still go-to is the, I guess you call it glazed, Dunkin' Donuts calls it honey dip donuts. That to me is like the go-to. Sometimes when there's jelly and everything else, and I'm just like,
it's too much.
Yeah.
It can be too much sometimes. I do feel that way. And then there's a place in Emerald, or is it Emerald? No, it's Topsail.
Wait, maybe it's not the same.
Well, and they are fresh out of the fryer.
Is it Brits?
No, but I've been there.
Brits Donut. Brits is at Carolina Beach.
Yeah, I've been there.
That's a money donut. That's definitely yeast.
Right on the boardwalk.
Yeah, those are freaking amazing.
But the one we go to in Topsail, and it is delicious. I think it's like Daylight donuts, I think. Mm-hmm. But you have to eat it right then and there, because if you bring it home, they're so hot and fresh out of the fryer, and then they're covered with their toppings that the hotness steams the toppings. And then you bring it home, it's kind of like a soggy, sugary mess.
Yeah.
So you got to eat it right then and there.
It's not a problem.
No problem. I'll eat a dozen right here.
Yeah, shove it in my face.
But locally, my favorite is Donut World.
Oh, I forgot about Donut World.
Donut World, and we like the one that's on Market Street.
Maybe that's your time. I think there's a Donut World in Kernersville, Jason.
I don't know if that's it or not.
Well, we've got Tracy on the phone that knows the one Jason's talking about.
Good. Tracy, what is the donut place Jason's talking about?
It's In Town Donuts.
In Town Donuts.
In Town.
And that's close to Zaxby's, you said?
Well, you know.
Kind of. Okay. And do you agree that's the best donut around?
Around here, yes. And they do have the fillings that you can get in there, too, that the other guy was talking about.
Cool. Like, you can order, like, custom. Like, they'll put the filling in while you're there?
Yes.
I've never seen that before.
Well, but to be fair, I said that's a good place for those toppings. I still like the small ones that came. That's my favorite.
Donut Envy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Donut Envy was so unique. In the way that they're just the way they did it, and their food truck just like bam, and they're hot. You got to eat them right then. Ashley, your favorite donut place? Who has the best donuts in the area?
I'd say in Reds and Lexington, Denton, and Winston.
Wow, all three.
Mm. Well, that's just a caller for Reds.
Uh huh.
And what do you get there?
I get the maple bacon, but I also like their apple fritters too.
Ooh. Okay. And I love an eclair.
They will stuff your donuts right in front of you.
Whoa, this is a family show. All right. Thank you, Ashley.
They will
stuff in your donuts. My gosh.
I will say, not to down the donuts, because they're good. If you
say something about calories, I'm going to punch you dead in your stomach.
Don't tell us you'd rather have another regular meal than a donut.
Don't you?
If you say something about a hamburger or a taco.
I was just going to say, not the calories, but they can stay in your body for a long time and it takes a longer time to digest.
Okay, Jason, I have a diagnosed lazy colon. Everything stays in this body for a long time. So I don't care. I'm going to fill it with donuts.
Katie's like natural Ozempic. It takes a long time for her body to digest food.
But I didn't get the weight loss.
But yeah.
Like the natural one. I got to work on it.
The explosive diarrhea after. So, Matt, what about you?
Granny's Donuts.
Granny's.
And it's not close.
I love Granny's Donuts. I love it. And so which one do you go to?
I go to the one in High Point. There's a location on Main Street in High Point that I go to. They have really good coffee.
Mm.
Okay.
I prefer, and it's unbelievably affordable for what you get.
Yes.
You can get an assorted variety dozen, including apple fritters, whatever you want, and it's only like $15.
Yeah, that's
crazy. It is wild how much you
And I guess
save.
It's a smaller chain locally, I guess, like a few stores. But when you go into it, it feels like a one-off, like a mom-and-pop place. Mm-hmm.
I never knew there was another location.
I didn't either.
I always thought it was just that one.
Well, it's not really then chainy. They're probably just owned by one person.
Yeah. But you know, you feel like this is the one of one.
Yeah,
but
that's
you're
what
right.
it feels
you're
like. Right.